From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's made a decision on the international Iranian nuclear agreement, but declined to say what it was. Mr. Trump has been highly critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, since it was signed by the previous Obama administration, Iran, and five countries in 2015. Late Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met in New York with the other signatories to the deal.
We clearly have significant issues with the agreement. The president's been quite clear and articulate as to his concerns about the agreement itself.
Mr. Trump is obligated to inform Congress whether Iran is in compliance with the agreement that temporarily curbs its nuclear activity every 90 days. The next deadline is October 15th. Speaking Wednesday to the UN General Assembly, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said his country would not be the first to violate the deal, but would respond decisively and resolutely to its violation by any party. General John Hyten, the head of U.S. Strategic Command, said Wednesday Iran is operating under the agreement, while also rapidly deploying and developing a series of ballistic missiles. Kenya's Supreme Court has criticized the country's election commission for failing to verify official results of last month's presidential election before declaring President Uhuru Kenyatta the winner. David Maraga is the court's chief justice.
A declaration is hereby issued that the presidential election held on the 8th August 2017 was not conducted in accordance with the Constitution and the applicable law, rendering the declared results invalid, null and void.
The court nullified the August 8 election, but it did not find anyone on the commission guilty of wrongdoing. The court has ordered a new election October 17th. This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met with President Donald Trump Wednesday on the sidelines of the UN meeting. Through an interpreter, he expressed confidence in a breakthrough in peace efforts with Israel.
And we are very certain that you, Mr. President, are determined to reach real peace in the Middle East. And this gives us the assurance and the confidence that we are on the verge of real peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
Mr. Abbas said their meeting represents the seriousness of Mr. Trump to achieve the deal of the century in the Middle East in coming months. The president sounded equally upbeat.
I think we have a very, very good chance, and I certainly will devote everything within my heart and within my soul to get that deal made.
But during his General Assembly remarks, Mr. Abbas denounced the apartheid regime imposed on Palestinians by Israel and warned against abandoning the two-state solution. U.S.-backed Syrian rebels Wednesday said the campaign to liberate the northern Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State is in its final stages. The Syrian Democratic Forces said they have taken back 80% of the city, which has been under attack since June. The UN Wednesday launched an effort to bring stability to Libya to end 6 years of turmoil following the collapse of the regime of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was at the meeting.
It is my deep belief that there is an opportunity for a political solution in Libya.
Mr. Guterres was joined by new UN envoy Ghassan Salameh, along with the French, British, and Egyptian heads of state, as well as the head of the UN-backed Libyan administration, Fayez al-Sarraj. The initiative includes creating a roadmap. It starts with amending the December 2015 deal setting up the interim government of national accord. Another world leader in New York this week is Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani, who Tuesday called on Pakistan to work with Kabul to curb extremism. Speaking to the General Assembly, Mr. Ghani said he welcomes the U.S. announcement of another 3,000 U.S. troops. Wednesday, the Afghan leader said he believes President Trump's strategy to win the war will work with its regional approach to security. Mr. Trump hosted African leaders in New York Wednesday, announcing he's sending his U.N. envoy Nikki Haley to South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo in search of peace.
We're closely monitoring and deeply disturbed by the ongoing violence in South Sudan and in the Congo.
The president said Haley would discuss avenues of conflict and resolution and, most importantly, prevention. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, at least 12 people are known dead, nearly 20 injured, and dozens more are missing after heavy rains caused flooding in two eastern villages. Dozens of homes have been destroyed in the area some 60 kilometers northwest of Goma. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.